It's safe to open your eyes now.
My stomach dropped in churning anxiety as the thick, dark embrace of the Archangel's wings opened and spread away from me. Light slashed through my eyelids and I flinched, but I did not open my eyes. I had trouble breathing, and my pulse shuddered in my throat, terrified and uneasy. It's not heaven, I reminded myself. You don't need to be afraid. No, of course it wasn't heaven. I would have been incinerated the moment I stepped foot onto that celestial plane. This was something else, a cross between the mortal world and celestial ground, a place for those waiting for heaven's approval to enter. But I was not waiting for heaven. Heaven would never approve of me. I still couldn't believe I was here, and I still wasn't sure why. Choice is a double-edged sword. One might choose freedom only to find the choice leads to misery and captivity. Or one might choose to sacrifice what they had in hopes of something more. Such was my case. Archangel Barakiel's wings fluttered near my face, the softness of the air stroking my flaming cheeks.
"Jezbatuset," he said, his voice soft like falling rain yet holding a strain of command. "Open your eyes."
The word whispered around me, my name, the lexicology that forever branded me a daughter of hell. I swallowed hard and pried my lids open. The white light of purity and holiness did not assault me or burn me to cinders as I feared it would, and my shoulders relaxed slightly.
"Welcome to the Guardian Angel Academy at Yishuv," he said.
I looked at him as his golden wings folded and withdrew into his body, leaving him looking as common as the wingless men of the damned I'd witnessed in the depths of Sheol, which was my home, not heaven.
"We are not in heaven," he said, and I flinched.
Were the rumors true? Could angels read the thoughts of lesser beings? "I know that," I snapped, "and you should learn respect for privacy." But my words lacked any venom. I'd made the choice to come here, and, in truth, I was terrified. While his motives remained questionable, the Archangel had shown kindness to me. I didn't want to leave the protective embrace of his wings. Archangel Barakiel walked in front of me without a backward glance, expecting me to follow. His dark brown hair was cut short, and his face held no lines. He did not look any older than a 30-year-old mortal. He wore a dark suit and concealed his wings, giving no indication of his status. But I knew he was a master at GAA at Yishuv, Guardian Angel Academy. I could hardly think the words to myself. I was the newest enrolled student at GAA, but there was no hiding what I really was. In a few brief moments, every student at the academy would know. And they would hate me. "Where are we?" I asked. "Are we still in Gehenna?" Gehenna was an in-between land, a spiritual realm where the newly dead souls gathered to acclimate to their new status before moving on to a more permanent destination. It was a neutral plane, and I'd been deposited there from Sheol so Barakiel could retrieve me. He had too much light to descend to Sheol. But this place felt too solid to be Gehenna.
"This is Arcadia. It's a hidden realm within Earth itself, a land of peace and harmony that can only be reached by those who know the way. All three campuses are here, though Yishuv is the biggest. You will only see the other two if you show talents that lead to their specialties."
Peace? Harmony? Words foreign to my being. Goosebumps popped up over my whole body, and I shuddered, feeling the invasion of righteousness to my soul. "Where's the campus?" I asked, drudging the words up from somewhere.
"In front of us. We will arrive when you are ready."
I nodded. I would not be able to return to Sheol until I knew the location well enough to travel between the two. I would stay put until then, just to make sure I didn't get lost. Hell would freeze over before I'd ask an angel for help.